Meow.
Wolf, wolf,
meow,
wolf.
Meow. Yeah. Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
Michael
Dean
here.
This
is Freedom Fiends.
Kitty, get off my keyboard.
This is the Freedom Fiends, y'all. Broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your Holy Spirit with the rejuvenative radio waves. I'm not even doing this very well at all. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 400 degrees Fahrenheit to keep the Holy Spirit of statism out of your head. Not the Holy Spirit of statism. No, it's the Holy Spirit of the Freedom Fiends. And can you feel it? Is
cable,
it working?
Kitty.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the spirit of the fiends coming at you?
My
the
cat feels it. The beast is chewing on my microphone cable. You know how on TV they have
it, Beast.
Please stand by. There should be like a card with a picture of a cat chewing on a mic cable when the fiends have when we get droned. Oh, droned. That's one of the bingo coins. I got coins on the brain. Yeah. What's up, Jeremy? Tell us about bingo.
I have to tell you about the BIPCOT No Government License first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT No Government License. This allows reuse by everyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Okay, please continue.
.org?
That's what it sounded like to me.
.org, I just said.
Is there something that's been added to the site that I'm not aware of? Because I may want to check that out.
It's one of those new 10,000 domains they added.
.org.
No. So, bingo. Tell us about bingo, Jeremy, please. Oh, wait. First, what is Barack Obama?
A liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
What's Hillary Clinton?
A liar, a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks.
And she leaves a trail of dead everywhere she goes, allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allegedly.
He air quotes. Yeah. What else we got? Who's else? Bernie. Well, Bernie Sanders.
What's he like? Bernie's a liar, a socialist, and he smells like mothballs
and tinkle.
Thank you.
That's ageist.
Yes, it is. And it's still funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Yeah,
speaking of ageist, we're playing bingo tonight. But bingo on the radio here on the Grandpa Butt Dial Show.
Of the Freedom Fiends.
Well, Millie and Gertrude are sitting next to you. They love it. They'll show you how.
Gertrude. I actually have an Aunt Gertrude. Or did Lydia. Until she died. She died, but.
Just like that name.
Lottie.
Said.
Dottie. Yeah.
Lottie and Dottie.
Well, anyways.
Let's try. Tell me about Trump before we play Blinko. Blinko.
Now we're playing a totally different game. Trump's a liar, Blinko. A socialist, and his hair smells like burnt steak.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we covered everybody now.
All right. So,
and his hair looks like a tribble.
We should probably come up with something for old Gary Johnson, too. But that may have to wait. I'll think of something during the break.
I don't know. His name is Johnson.
I know, like that. Well, that, yeah. That,
Johnson that Wiener. He should run with Anthony Wiener, I think.
No. He should run with the former what's his name, Attorney General Johnson Holder.
Holder Wiener. Johnson Wiener Holder.
No, Johnson Holder. Or Wiener Holder. That works too.
Yeah. Well, his politics would probably have more in common with Holder and Wiener than they do with any real libertarians. But
oh, absolutely.
All right, so. Bingo. So Steve Miller, our resident, what does he call himself? Sumo sexual correspondent from Kensington. Oh, wait, I've already done like three things on the bingo.
Yes.
Homosexuality referenced in Kensington are two of the things on bingo. So go to twitter.com/freedomfiends and there's two bingo cards up there. And Steve Miller made these. He made another one that was just me, but now he made these two for all the fiends. Basically, he noticed that certain fiends and the fiends in general tend to have the same topics over and over and over. Although it's always interesting and there's always unique takes on them. But, you know, it's kind of like how, you know, any given episode of let's see, you know, like 24 is going to have, you know, government agents shooting people and torturing Muslims, probably. So, you know, you know, but you still tune in because, hey, it's, you know, TV. What, Diana?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this one that's called Odd Host Pairing, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't get that one. Yeah. I mean, we're all odd, so what exactly?
I know. Maybe it's an odd number of hosts.
Well, maybe. We have that. I read it as just a standard, you know, odd host pairing. But I'm like, are there any of us that are really odd together? I don't necessarily think so. I don't know.
You know what I think that should be instead is new host pairing, because I don't think the Fiendbot 3000 computer has paired up all possible combinations yet. There are probably fiends out of our 15 co-hosts that have not done a show with one of the other fiends at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe. I am not one of them. I actually feel I finished my quota in the first 4 months.
you've punched all the punches in your dance card, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that I haven't done a show with yet either at this point. So
yeah.
Well, there shouldn't be for you. You've been around a lot longer than me.
Well, I know, but I mean the hosts have rotated a lot.
Steve made three of these, and if you want to play the home game board game version of the Freedom Fiends, you can go to twitter.com/freedomfiends and download and print or just look at on your screen or on your phone these two bingo cards. He made three of them. But one of them seemed like the other one scrambled, like it was all the same ones, all the same things, but in a different order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of how bingo is.
And I pointed it out to him, and that's what he said. He said, that's how bingo is. It's so, yeah. You know, different people don't win at the same time, so somebody can win. And I said, I don't know. I've never played bingo. And he said, you should play bingo. It's exciting. It'll get you out of the house, and you'll meet new people who will love to discuss with you how they hate having children on their lawn. That took you a while.
Excellent point.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That should actually almost be a space on here. Calling Michael old. All right, so read. Why don't we take turns? Like you two go through and read like one the other. Like left to right, and then down, and then down. So people know.
Do we have the same?
Aren't in front of a computer.
Do we have the same board up? Because
we should all have the same bingo board up. Yeah, if we're going to do that. Yeah.
I have the original one up.
You should. Well, we're doing it backwards. We're playing. We're using this as show notes. The way this is meant to be used is the listener listens while we're doing the show and fills in a space if we cover one of the topics. But since some people may not be able to see right now, because I value doing audio only. Like I like to make sure that the fiends work as audio only. First of all, I want it to work if people are blind, because some people are blind. Blind people love podcasts. I don't know if you know this, but they do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because it's
it would make sense.
Audio only.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they love good quality podcasts like the Freedom Fiends. Good audio, as do most good people.
And I think blind people can probably tell bad audio better than the general population.
Yeah,
unlikely.
Yeah, yeah. Although people can tell, but even if people can't tell bad audio, they just stop listening. You know, unless it's something they really like. I've been listening to this. I'm interested in this. This galaxy of cryptocurrencies called crypto note coins, which are coins made off of not the blockchain, the Bitcoin code, but off of a totally new, like somebody like 2 years ago, like some people, some cryptographers and geniuses, like looked at what was wrong with Bitcoin and made new code that does what Bitcoin does, but solves the problems of it. Like it can be mined on normal coins made from this code can be mined on normal computers. They don't need special ASIC, you know, lots of money mining rigs. They are dark. Like, you know how, but like Bitcoin, you can see, like, if you know someone's address, you can see how much they've received. You can't do that with these coins.
Oh, okay.
Like what Dark Wallet is trying to do with Bitcoin, these do by default.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's other advantages. Yeah, there's other advantages, but those are the main two right off the top of it. You know, those would be the two bullet points, really.
Isn't the way they tried to sell Bitcoin the fact that it is a public ledger, so nobody can hide things?
Yeah, that's true. That was definitely like one of the supposed perks.
You know,
Okay.
Yeah.
The creator of Bitcoin did not try to sell it that way.
No, I get that.
People who are trying to, like, you know, get the government to like them are trying to sell it that way. But so anyway, there's this, there's 10 or 12 active coins made from this code, and some of them are kind of pump and dump scammy, because anybody can take this code and make stuff of it, just like, you know, there are lots of those kind of coins made from Bitcoin. And, you know, but there's actually one that's not, and it's solid. It has a great development team. It's called Monero. And Monero, I'm really interested in it, because Bitcoin is probably going to use, probably going to either be a clone of Monero, or definitely of off the, not a clone of, but taken off of the crypto note code. So I want to learn as much as I can about it. So there's only, like, there's dozens of Bitcoin podcasts. There's one Monero podcast, and it's done by the developers, the programmers themselves. And the audio's not very good, or it's inconsistent. I actually wrote them today, and I'm like, hey man, let me help you for free. I want to, you know, cause it's the only podcast in the world on this topic. It's by the guys who invented it, you know? But it's like, but it's hard to listen to, you know, and there's like 10, there's like 20 episodes, and I'm working my way through them, but they're, because the audio is not great. So,
yeah.
Oh, wait, that's one of the things.
Oh, on that's not, yeah, it is on the bingo, bingo. No, it's not bingo yet. No.
Audio complaint.
Right. Yeah. I've been yes, paying attention to what we're talking about and looking at
so
the bingo
card. So let's read these off real quick. So,
so we'll, I don't know which one's the original one though.
Which one? What's the top left one and the one you're looking at?
Netflix series critiqued.
Okay, so let's do that one. Okay. Go ahead. We're going to do that tonight at the end of the show. We're going to talk about the show. Was it Needful Things? No.
Stranger Things. Yeah. I'm through the fifth episode at this point. So okay, and then the next one's Pod Beef.
That's an argument over the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arguments of status. With- Lady Laugh Track. That's when you or Lisa are on, because you laugh nonstop. Kensington.
Yeah, Kensington.
Yeah, which is the delightful tourist destination neighborhood where Steve Miller... No, it's the ghetto where Steve Miller lives.
Yeah.
Facebook on radio.
On, I think, tonight. Talking over break.
Night.
We're about to do that.
The aforementioned odd host pairing.
We're talking over the break right now, but not yet. If we keep talking, conspiracy theorists mocked.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
Is spreading the message of liberty and peace around the globe worth 15 cents per day to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. Last year, we did a fundraiser that successfully covered the costs of continuing our African channel. This year, we're hoping to raise enough to fund a new satellite signal that will cover Europe, North Africa, and much of the Middle East. You can donate as much or as little as you like via the Indiegogo campaign at fund.lrn.fm. And there are perks available, like sitting in on your favorite LRN.fm show, exclusive shiny badges, or even naming a satellite channel. Please contribute now at fund.lrn.fm and help us continue our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. The fundraiser ends August 19th, so please visit fund.lrn.fm today and thank you for your help. That's fund.lrn.fm.
I love good music.
Why, thank you. I made all the music on this show.
Well, and I actually went to see an amazing blues festival here in Colorado Springs. It's called Blues Under the Bridge yesterday. It was so
It's a couple
good.
hobos with like...
It sounds like it, but
it's a jug band.
It was freaking amazing. I totally gotta give a shout out. Booker T. Jones was there, and he played like the last.
I'm playing my jug.
Okay, cool. Whatever. All right.
It's a jug.
Anyway, I'm talking about some fabulous music I saw last night. And
wait, is this on the bingo board? Hang on. Keep going.
No.
Fabulous music.
It's not.
No, not
it's
yet.
Not. But anyway, Booker T. Jones. Oh, my gosh. Who knew? He's amazing. And also this other band called Southern Avenue, and they played a lot of music that sounded like old school Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I completely dug that. Yeah.
Did you, I said on the show last night, I think it was the night before, like, I love the Chili Peppers, but I hate pretty much every band that sounds like him.
Yeah. I don't know. Right, so, these guys were good. A girl lead singer and a girl drummer. It was awesome.
So before we finish up with the bingo cards here, bingo on the radio at the Grandpa Butt Dial Show here at the Community Center with the Freedom Fiends with Gertie and Lydia and...
Lydia.
And Ida. And Ida. Who else we got?
Gladys.
Beatrice.
I have... Oh, my gosh. You guys, I have an aunt. I had an Aunt Gertrude and an Aunt Beatrice and an Aunt Gladys.
Of course you did.
And Mildred. Grandpa. Mildred.
Oh, Mildred. There's another
yep.
one.
I had a Grandpa Virgil, and our friend who does Cell 411 is named Virgil, and every time I think of him, I think, like... That's an old guy name, and he's not old, but
no, he's not.
He's a foreigner. And, he's from another country where
he's Romania. Yeah.
Those immigrants coming here and taking our app jobs and making them better. Yeah.
And I want to clarify that I'm talking about my great aunts, like not my mother or my father's
and I
sisters.
Both grew up with a great aunt named Ida living in our house when we were young.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
that weird?
Yeah,
that is odd.
It is odd. Yeah. No wonder you guys are together. Wow.
That's it.
I mean,
yeah, that was one of the questions. That was one of the questions on the dating website we met on. Did you grow up with a great Aunt Ida living with you? It was a really specific dating site. There we go. Lady Laugh Track. Well, okay. So
if that can't match you up, nothing will. I don't know.
Man. I know. Actually, we met on a website called bondage.com. And I don't recommend it anymore because it's not good. It got bought out by Penthouse and now it blows, not in a good way.
And you guys both like pepperoni on your pizza, right?
Anyway, so I don't only like to make perfect audio podcasts and radio shows for blind people. It's for everybody. Like, basically, doing good radio isn't that hard, or doing a good podcast isn't that hard. You know, a few things about mic placement, a few things about how you talk, a few things about don't bury the lead in a story. Another thing is just like make it work audio only. Like, don't make it only work. Like, well, if you're sitting in front of you have to sit in front of your computer. No, podcasts are for people on bicycles. They're for people driving to work. They're
right.
for people who aren't going to be looking at a screen. You should
for
make
people walking dogs.
Yeah, you walk dogs like 8 hours a day, don't you?
Yeah, 6 to 8 hours a day usually. Yeah.
And then you collapse with them in a big pile of murder dogs, which is pit bulls, and part pit bulls, which we call manslaughter dogs.
Yes. Yes. My dog technically is a manslaughter dog, but we call our murder dog anyway.
Yeah.
Manslaughter does not roll off the tongue very well.
Let's go along with the read off the rest of this bingo card. So after worms, which is the free space in the center, because we say worms every 5 minutes.
Audio complaint.
Ahead. Yeah.
Lulbert on show. Non-present fiend quoted. Droned.
That's a good one. I do that a lot. Yeah. I quote the other hosts on this as if they're famous people. I like doing that because they are to me. Droned is when the fiend phone stops working. Homosexuality referenced. I don't know. I don't talk about the sodomites that much, do I?
you talk about the two fiends that fall into
I know,
that
that's
category.
True. Sodomite
fiends.
That's usually where the references come in. And then we got the full squirm of worms, which
we're
is
one
when there's four of us.
We're one worm short of a squirm.
Of a squirm,
tonight.
Yeah.
This is true.
Fiend and ad
also on show. That's true of all of us tonight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Not all the fiends are on ads, though, on this show.
Yeah.
Just half of us.
Just your favorites.
Bipcot. We've talked about that tonight.
Dated reference? Oh, yeah. Dated reference.
Yeah, I once dated a reference. Okay, so.
a non-ad reference to buttons.
Yep. Logic of government agent questioned. I mean, that's pretty much
that's
the premise
par for
the
course.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah. Cops discussed.
Yeah. That happens quite
all
often.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so the second bingo board, go ahead, starts with cops discussed. Yeah, this one up.
Well,
listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you tired of going to Liberty events only to meet higher fees and diminishing attendance? Is it troubling that your banners have to be approved by the Libertarian Central Planners? Are you tired of seeing your friends physically removed because they said something edgy? Hey, that's none of my business. Then you should check out the Jackalope Freedom Festival night event at Baca Meadows in the cooler part of Northern Arizona. Meet Liberty activists, listen to talks, have a beer with Hoppy, score some free Freedom Fiends merchandise, camp under the stars, and fight the state with delicious Navajo tacos. And the best part is that there's no fees or libertarian general scrutinizes. Check out jackalopefreedomfestival.com for more information and directions. Runs from August 1st through 8th. That's jackalopefreedomfestival.com.
I noticed something missing on this bingo card.
What?
Cats.
Meowing? Meowing. Cats. Yeah, and cats. Yeah.
So, my cat
Adult
Beast.
Adulty Meow. We need that one on there.
My cat Beast, as are many cats, is fascinated with tubs and sinks. You guys ever have a cat that's fascinated with tubs and sinks?
Just my cat that used to killed mice in our bathtub before.
Well, here's my theory, okay? So, Jeremy, you ever have one?
I had ones that were fascinated with the sink, never really with the tub.
Yeah, Jeremy, Beast likes sitting in the sink. Jeremy likes sitting in the sink. Beast likes sitting in the sink.
This is true. So you know
he won't drink from the. You know sometimes if you put the sink on a little drip, you know cats love to drink from it. We call it franking. I don't know why, but these cats have not learned to frank yet. We've tried, but Beast loves. Oh, by the way, the reason I was buffering so hard in that first segment, we figured this out. Like I was cutting in and out. It was my internet connection. It's because I was downloading the whole blockchain of Monero, of this cryptocurrency. Yeah,
there's another spot for the next bingo.
Yeah, exactly.
When
cryptocurrencies.
When Michael does the things he yells at everybody else for.
Yeah. There you go. That's good. I like that.
Maybe you're cleaned up a little bit.
You're fired. Do I smell like burnt steak? All right. So.
Ew. Okay. So yeah, we need Bitcoin on the here next, and adults who meow, and cats, and
yeah, Beast. Cats. So Beast
and Jeremy sitting in sinks because now I can't get that image out of my mind of Jeremy squatting in his sink.
I say that Beast is named after. Not the beast of the revelation, but the term in the Bible of man has dominion over the beasts. Just a generic term for an animal. Beast. But it's also he's also named after the Beastie Boys. His full name is Beastie Boy Dean. But he's also named after the band. That's what he is on the paperwork at my vet. You know, like they always put your last name. Yeah.
Beastie Boy Dean. Awesome.
Yeah. And Bipcat Dean. So he's also named after this band called Beast, which very few people have seen. You know the Cramps, right, Diana?
Yeah.
You've had the Cramps, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had them and I've listened to them.
Have you ever seen both. That? Yes. Okay, there's a band called the Cramps, for those who don't know. They invented psychobilly, basically. Great band.
They're awesome.
One of my favorites. Several of them are dead now. Their singer, Lux Interior, that named himself after a car commercial. He died, and Brian Gregory, the guy who's left the band to start Beast, he left the band. Okay, it was after a show. He was tripping. They were traveling in two vans. He left with the van full of equipment, stole the band's equipment, went to some commune cult that he knew about, and like used it as a staging area to start a new band called Beast, and then toured as Beast for 3 years, and then died. And both these guys died, like, I think they died of what I had. Like, they were like 52, 53, you know, something like that. Well, actually, Brian Gregory was late 40s, and I think Lux Interior was like 59 or 60. But they both, like, were rushed to the emergency room with, like, congestive lungs and heart. I think just the rock and roll life killed them, you know? I think they just smoked and did drugs and partied and never saw a doctor and never saw the light of day. And I think just the rock and roll lifestyle kills you. I got out of it.
Then how do you explain Keith Richards?
The Rolling Stones. Yeah.
Well, there used to be a rumor that was not true. It was an urban myth that he used to get his blood replaced every time he crossed a border so he could pass a blood test. And then it morphed into, like, you know, he got the blood of, like, children every day. Like, they drained children to renew his blood. But,
human growth hormone, that's what it is.
I don't know. It's something that rich people have. Like, yeah, so far none of the Stones have died of, like, you know, cancer. They all, somebody drowned or was murdered or something. But, you know, nobody's died of, like, old age diseases, like all our favorite rock stars are starting to die of.
Well, see, that's the theory I think actually holds more weight, that he lives off the souls of all the rockers that die in front of him.
There you go. Okay. I like that. That's horrible, but I like that. Yeah, so Brian Greger had a band called Beast, and I saw Beast. Talk about odd host pairings. Okay, this was like the most wrong opening band I've ever seen. Beast, who were heavy as heck and like weird and dark and had a female singer and were gothy and were loud. I saw them at the 930 Club, the old location on F Street in D.C. where Lincoln was shot, on the same ground, different building, but same ground, say hallowed ground. Yeah. So, but I saw Beast open up for the Violent Femmes. Do you remember the Violent Femmes?
Yes.
Yes.
Who are like the most happy-go-lucky. Da, 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 da. They're acoustic. They're an acoustic rock band.
Yeah.
I mean,
awesome.
This would be like Black Sabbath opening up for, like, I don't know, Jewel, maybe? that's not far off from what this comparison is.
No, you know? that sounds about
very
right.
Apt.
And this was like this was like 82 or 81. This was like when it was probably 82 or 83. It was when whenever that acoustic band, Violent Femmes, when they had their hit, you know, when I go walking
I'm so strung out.
That song was like a huge hit. It was on MTV, it was on college radio, it was on mainstream radio.
Like a blister in the sun.
And they booked this really long tour that was like a year long. And they were like unknown at the beginning of the tour. So they were like, they were booked into places that by the time they got to the places, like they were adding second and third shows the same night and selling them out. So, but Beast opened up for them. And I liked Beast better than I liked Violent Femmes a lot, but I was like Beast. I was just like my mouth was just open and my eyes were wide. Like I was on the edge of the stage. Like everybody else was at the bar except me and like 10 weirdos going, this is great. But yeah, Beast. Brian Gregory's band. God rest his smutty, junky soul.
See, I remember.
Dated reference. There we go.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the last time I took LSD, I tried to fall asleep listening trying to listen to the Violent Femmes album Blister in the Sun, and the second to last track was on a CD and it was skipping, but
did it start echoing? I can picture that echoing.
Well, I was beyond exhausted and I still couldn't fall asleep, but I also couldn't get up to change it, so I listened to that
purgatory
like 4 hours.
It's like purgatory, man. Exactly.
It was that, and I was staring at the back of my bedroom door, which at that time I was still, you know, this was years ago. I was still in the back of my grandmother's house, and I had the movie poster for Pulp Fiction up there.
Oh,
so
nice.
Uma Thurman was swaying back and forth in the trails I was seeing, and I was listening to this one. It almost made me hate the Femmes. Luckily, I was able to get over that.
They're great. That sounds great.
Because they are a fun band to listen to.
Yeah. Yep. I don't like their newer stuff as much. Not really as much,
They had like two songs, one and a half songs I loved, and that was it.
Yeah.
They were a one and a half hit wonder, and I can't remember the other half hit.
I feel like that's one of the bands that I've heard became like Christian or something like that.
Oh, the guy was Christian. No, the singer was Christian, but I think he was a junkie. I think somebody was a junkie in the band. But I think they started doing Christian material.
Yeah.
And people didn't like him as much. Yeah. Right. Christian rock and roll. You know.
Well, There's actually some that
the devil has
I really,
all the good music.
There's one band that is like their content is Christian, and they're called Gungor, G-U-N-G-O-R. They're pretty amazing.
Every
like
Christian band that I've heard,
you wouldn't necessarily know that they're Christian just by listening.
There is yet to be a Christian band that invents a genre or like is the best at what they do. You know, like every Christian band.
Listen to Gungor,
like
seriously.
Every Christian band I've heard sounds like a corresponding non-Christian band. Like there's Christian bands that sound like Nirvana. There's Christian bands that sound like, I don't know. I don't even know who's current anymore, but you know.
This band, their sound to me is like, is really unique. Very unique.
Gungor. Sounds like a monster. Yeah.
I know. It's the last name of the guy who started, Michael Gungor, who started the band. So
sounds like a monster.
Sounds like a monster.
It kind of does. I mean, it's sort of an unfortunate name. Yeah.
Yeah. So note to self, don't download blockchains while doing a radio show over the internet. Well, we're doing a radio show over radio, but we're connecting via internet to the radio stations.
That's not a square on the bingo card.
Yeah, I think instead of audio complaint, too, there should be audio discussion. There's a lot of those on here. We don't necessarily always complain about people's audio. Well, sometimes we're just,
more often than not, it's a complaint. So,
well, sometimes it starts with a complaint and then goes to, how to fix it, I would say.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So
fair
Beast enough. Goes in my tub. We get sidetracked there.
And stares at the drain.
Back to that again.
Yeah. So this cat, is 9 months old. We got her a month ago, and he was not fixed. We got him fixed. So, and he's like big and burly. Like when you don't fix cats, you know, generally they fix cats at like 2 months or 2.5, 3 months. You know, when they,
it's still like the 6 month range, I think, like with dogs.
Yeah. But if you let him go those extra few months, you know, like you get him from the pound when they're 9 months old and you get him fixed. The girl cat we got was 3 years old and not fixed. And had been owned by a family. Like, that's a bad family, I think, if you don't fix your cat. Because, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they were complaining that cat.
Judging.
Like, had urinated on their furniture sometimes.
That's what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Marking. Never peed here.
Marking is not just for male animals.
Yeah.
Females do it too.
Yeah.
And males, unfortunately, will continue to mark if you don't get them neutered.
Okay, so we got him neutered at 9 months, so 8 months. Yeah. So he's big and burly, man. He's wearing like a panther. He looks like a panther. He's totally black. When he walks, he looks like a panther. He's got huge paws, but he's really mellow and sweet. And
they're getting along better, right?
They're getting along great. Okay, yeah. Good. I mean, they're sleeping in a pile or anything, but they'll sleep on the same bed, like 3 feet apart. Which
give them time.
They were almost killing each other when we first got the second cat.
Right.
Yeah. If they've made that much progress that quickly, you'll have no problem. Probably by the end of the year, I guess.
Yep. I will post pictures because this is Facebook on the radio.
Right. Yeah.
So he's fascinated with the whole sink thing and the bathtub thing. Now, he loves to sit in the bathtub, you know, when it's not wet or even after someone takes a shower and it's wet. He loves to sit there and look down the drain.
Yeah, there's critters. There's critters. I'm telling you.
No.
Or evil spirits.
I think that's what it looks like. It looks like he's looking down at hell or something. But
yeah.
Because we have
he's
one
staring
of those,
into the abyss.
Well, we also have one of those removable, like, you know, the thing that goes in the drain. It's made out of mesh. That he removes that. It's removable. He removes that and hides it. So he can look down the hole. I think it's just like their DNA, like, programs them to look down holes.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
So why do cats like to look down drains? This got cut off. Jeremy can tell us. He's the Beastmaster.
Okay, whatever.
Well, Diana seems to think that there's critters
she has
down
a
there.
Burning desire.
I think, yeah. Go ahead, Diana. Share with the group,
they
Diana.
Think
go
there's
go
critters
right
down there.
I know I've said this before, but just based on experience with my cat that I have found that she would do the same thing, and then I would find dead mice in the bathtub. So,
ew!
There you
what?
Go. Yeah, I've told you that before. I've mentioned
she
it on
killed
the show.
Them and put them there.
Well, or something. I don't know. I mean, either that or they were in the drain. And they came up, and she got them.
That sounds like something you'd tell school children to scare them into being good.
Yeah, right?
I don't believe this.
Don't mess around in the bathroom. The rats will come
out
of the drain.
I am telling you the absolute truth. Like, I swear.
No,
I
have heard of that actually happening. I don't know if that is the case. It may have just been a catch-and-drag situation, because they also do like to... they find areas that are more convenient for them to play in, and they will drag their prey there. So that's possible too. But I have actually heard of rats and mice coming up through drainage.
That's horrible.
Systems.
That's why you should have. That's why you should have the permanent thing in there, not the thing that's removable. The little drain sieve.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Maybe.
Yeah, I have one that screws in. So
I think the reason that cats are fascinating and look down that hole is I think that it's innate in cats' DNA, because, you know, in the wild they exist on hunting mice and rats and voles and moles, that, you know, they think holes in the ground are where food comes out of.
Well, it also might have something to do with their exceptional hearing, because you can hear like especially after you've taken a shower, water will continue to drip through the system, and we won't be able to perceive the sounds, but they will.
Yeah.
Maybe they can actually hear things outside conducting through your pipes. Like, the pipes do go outside. Maybe they can actually hear, like, you know, rabbits burrowing in your yard through the pipes.
That could be.
That's quite possible too. Yeah. That seems very likely.
Or maybe my cat's just named Beast, and he thinks that's a hole to hell. Basement cat.
Anything's possible, Michael.
Anything's possible with Bitcoin. All right, so.
That's a tagline.
There you go.
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah, I'm hammering away at this vaporware until it becomes reality. And, you know, people may laugh, but... Remember how long I talked about Fiend Phone before there was Fiend Phone? Neem and I used to take calls on Skype when we were talking over Skype before Fiend Phone existed. But the little audio thing that when we connect on Fiend Phone, when it's my wife going, Fiend Phone, that existed before Fiend Phone. And I used that as my ringtone on Skype. To take so that sound existed on the Fiends way before Fiend Phone. I envision things into. I'm a visioneer. I envision things. Oh wait, that's trademarked. Sorry, what?
What? Who trademarked that?
That's a Disney trademark. That's Vision. Isn't that? Oh, Imagineers. Isn't that what they call their like?
Yeah.
The people that they handcuff to their slide rules.
Do you mean visionary? Yeah. I don't know what a visioneer is.
Envisioneer. I just
an envisioneer. There you go.
Well,
there you
go. He just coined the term. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure Disney could see me anyway.
You heard it here, folks.
Envisioneer. Envisioneering Bitcoin with the Freedom Fiends. Writing that down. Yeah.
Now you've made it a verb. Excellent.
I'm sure it exists.
It's a multi-purpose new word.
But yeah, you know, I remember there's this woman that's in my DIY or Die movie. Wait, is that a reference on here? Michael's movies and bands should be a.
That was on.
Guns and Weed should absolutely be on there too.
Yeah,
I think that was on your board.
In that movie, the opening and closing credits are this like hipster looking chick with her hair up in pigtails and like wearing kind of like steampunk clothing. And in the beginning, she's like skateboarding down the street in San Francisco and stapling flyers to a wall. And that's the opening credits. And then the closing credits is her in an office. And we did totally film this guerrilla style. We went into her office, snuck in during the weekend and filmed this. It's her like sitting at her desk being bored, looking at her watch. And then she like gets up and sneaks over to the Xerox machine to like use it for her stuff. And then she prints something out and that becomes the credits. So, but that girl, she told me one time, like after that movie came out, she's like, you know, you met me way before that movie. Do you remember? And I was like, no. And she's like, yeah, I was at the Film Arts Foundation in San Francisco, waiting in line to see some movie and or hear some like Q&A with the director of some movie. And you were sitting in line behind me and you were telling me about how you were going to make this movie called DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist, and all these like punk rock stars that were going to be in it. And I thought you were insane.
My fellow sheep. Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Put your hands on the radio, Diana. Tell me how it is.
I can feel it. Oh, yes, I can feel it.
Are you worried? Are you up late at night? Are you listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio? Do you have problems in your life that you can't solve on your own? Well, put your hands on the radio and feel the healing power of the Freedom Fiends. Except Diana says it better than me. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I said in the very first intro, let the spirit of the fiends just come right through the radio, right into your hands, and heal you.
Nice. You do know that not everybody who listens to this on the radio hears the first hour.
I know. I'm sorry. I remember that the second I was saying it. I apologize.
Not only is that how radio works, but there's also a station that only takes our second hour each night.
Right.
So there.
Sorry, folks.
It's okay.
So for you folks, go find that podcast and listen to the whole darn thing.
Yeah. So would you guys explain for our listeners who don't know why the least electable candidate, the least evil elect? Okay. People say, well, you got to vote for somebody. I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. And
nope.
never have there been two worse candidates, even if you believe in the system. There have never been two worse candidates. Nobody, very few people are voting without holding their nose this time.
Right.
And very few people are saying why their candidate's the best without saying something bad about the other candidate.
Exactly.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
So will you guys explain for a few minutes while you pull up that link I just sent you for the next topic, why the least evil electable candidate is a dumb idea?
Well, for starters, the least evil is still evil, so it's still admitting.
There, that you, okay, we're you, done. Next topic.
The lesser two evils is still evil. It just perpetuates the underlying system. I mean, you know, I've seen a meme where it was like, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are what's the problem kind of thing, and I'm thinking, no, it's the underlying system is the problem.
Yeah, we don't need a third party. We right. They don't need the peoples don't need a third party. They need the system to be burned to the ground. Actually, like, I don't even like to say burned to the ground for two reasons. One, because insanely enough, okay,
black block.
This governments, all governments are so they act all powerful, and they are because they can scorch the earth and kill your family and get away with it and steal all your stuff and
still trying to convince you that they actually serve you.
Yeah, yeah. But not only is all that true of all governments, not just America, all governments in all nations throughout history, but they're also really insecure, man. They're really insecure to the point where if you make a joke about, like, kill it with fire, which is like a common internet meme going back to some video game or movie. Do you know what it is, Jeremy? What it's from?
No, I can't remember. Kill it with fire.
Yeah, but if you go to knowyourmeme.com, you can. But literally, if you say, oh, I think that the whole American system should be burned to the ground and start over with something different that's not even similar. Like, they'll kick in your door and question you for 72 hours because you said burn it down. They actually, instead of, like, bothering to Google, you know, kill it with fire, which is like a meme that everyone uses. You know, that's another thing is that governments They're so out of touch, man. Like, they can't regulate things until they're unregulatable. There's a meme going around of the FCC. And, you know, there's three things you should never bash on talk radio. One is the other hosts on your network. Well, the first is there's four. Radio itself, you should never bash. You should never bash the advertisers. You should never bash the other hosts, and you should never bash the FCC. I would never do the first three, but I'll do the fourth. I'll bash the FCC. Just to say that there's a cartoon going around that's got a covered wagon that says FCC on it.
And
it's hooked with ropes up to the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
And that says Internet on the side of it, and it's the Enterprise is kind of hovering in the air. And the FCC, the covered wagon that's hooked to it, is saying, giddy up, boy. Yeah.
That's very apropos.
All right. So, Jeremy, what were you going to say about killing it with fire?
Well, I was just going to say that obviously they get triggered very easily.
Triggered.
Maybe the governments need a safe space.
You can't say triggered. They'll kick in your door. They think that's a threat.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It wasn't a bomb reference.
Or gun reference. Guns have triggers. Yeah, I mean, well, I guess bombs do too.
I think the insecurity too probably comes from the fact that they realize that they're outnumbered by, you know, the people, even though the people don't realize that yet. And they're afraid of being rendering obsolete, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Goodness.
Yeah.
The outnumbering and the inanity of people's you can never take on, you people are crazy. If the military decided they wanted to take over, they could. Well, they couldn't. They're outnumbered. The police alone are outnumbered 300-1.
Well, there have been military coups. There are military coups, but they're usually in countries where citizens can't have guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any military coup would be met by those patriots and the militiamen and all those people who. That's
really?
The one time they
you
would.
You really think so?
The, yeah, absolutely.
You
that's
really
the one time
in this
they
3%
would.
Thing because
no, I believe they would take on if the military actually turned. That would be the one thing to make them go, oh, wait a minute, maybe they're not on our side, and they would.
Yeah, because the 3%ers generally are military members or ex-military or have a whole lot of what's the term? That syndrome, Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, a really good example was the people that took over the snack bar in Oregon and got murdered.
The snack bar.
Yeah.
They were waving the American flag, like basically waving the flag of the people that were about to murder them, you know.
Yeah. So that's the flag the of point. The
government. Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. I guess what I'd say is not only is voting bad, nationalism is worse. Nationalism is nationalism ends in two places: Adolf Hitler or Kim Jong Un.
Right. You
know? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are basically our choices, not our choices. I mean, y'all's choices.
You got a mouse in your sink?
Y'all.
Mouse in your sink.
You got a mouse in your hole?
Okay.
You know why cats kill mice and bring them to you, right?
Yeah, it's a present. They're like gifting you. They're so grateful that they want to bring you something.
Because you cook all day. You bring them. You're gone all day. You come back. You always have food for them. They think you're hunting all day. And in a sense, you are. That's what I call it. Yeah. Because of that, when DJ goes shopping, I say she's going hunting. First world problems.
The animals probably think she's hunting, not gathering.
Do dogs bring you beasts?
None of my dogs ever have. You like a retriever might, if they, you know, if, or some one of those type of dogs might, but I've never actually owned. My lab was had none of those. She was only part lab. She had none of those instincts whatsoever.
Yeah.
So
okay,
so.
I have an experience with my dog.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my dog, when I went out camping up in the mountains, it was a Girls and Guns weekend. It was actually pretty fun.
Oh, recently.
But, yeah. yeah, but anyway, so yeah, my dog.
Girls and Guns, the road.
Girls and Guns.
No Boys Allowed.
Right. But my dog, she's a beagle. Her name's Roxy. She's super cute. But anyway, she's a total huntress. And she loves being up in the mountains and being an off leash and everything. And she'll like searching for critters left and right. And next thing you know, we're all sitting around on a, oh God, if I could have gotten a picture of this, I'd be so happy. But she comes trotting up all happy with a ground squirrel. And a ground squirrel is like a smaller, much smaller version than like a regular tree squirrel. They almost look like chipmunks, but they're not. She comes trotting up with this thing hanging from her mouth by the butt. Like she's holding it by the butt.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, and it was still alive and everything, but and it got away. But there was also a terrier there, Jack Russell, and I think the Jack Russell killed it.
Do you know? Okay, here's a pet question for the Beastmaster and the Cat Girl, the kitty, your kitty, laughing kitty. Do you know why, when cats bring you a beast, they often remove the head and feet?
Because they're preparing it for your dinner. Yeah.
Yes, they're removing the parts that don't taste good. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only the finest cut for you, sir.
Yeah. Nice.
The finest rodent cut for you, sir. Yes.
Yes. All right. So sent you guys a link.
It's a gourmet meal, so.
I sent you guys a link about
Squirrel's
the economics
good.
Of games, and this is something that came out because of Pokemon. You know, I don't leave the house a lot. People know that about me. I didn't used to leave the house a lot. Then I got sick and I didn't leave the house much at all. Now that I'm a little bit better, not nearly as sick, but still kind of sick and pretty sick, I'd leave the house to go to a doctor's appointment once or twice a week, allergy shots or something. But I don't like going out. The outside world is harsh and unpredictable and full of humans, and my home is wonderful and full of me and my wife and my cats and all of my pleasures. So yeah, I like it here.
Why leave
And she doesn't mind going out hunting yeah. So but I went to pick her up. We share a car.
She's a lioness. She's the one that does the hunting. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I just sit around and have sex. Yep.
Scratch myself.
Eat. Yeah. So, but I went to pick her up at work the other day, and I drove downtown in Casper, like down the kind of main street. It's Second Street through downtown. Everybody was playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the
it's
zombies,
everywhere.
Man. I mean, I don't know that that's what they were doing, but I've never seen as many people out on the street. I've never seen 98% of the people I see looking at a phone and walking, and, you know, all of them age like 15 to 25, probably.
You know what I say when I see a group of them? I say, what? Pokemon is Skynet.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Or Pokemon Go is Skynet.
And none of them get the reference.
No. Nope.
Isn't that what, I mean, yeah. I said in like 1996 that, you know, that 1984 wouldn't come as a boot on our neck. It would come as like something that everyone would line up to get in the form of, you know,
of
more internet.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
And really, like, the internet, I was talking about the internet, but I couldn't have never have predicted Pokemon Go, man. That was like science fiction back then, yeah. In 96, 98. Yeah.
See, unless I'm really that, I mean, I'm actually pretty attentive when I'm out there walking dogs, but I don't think I've come across anybody playing this game yet. I'm very thankful for that, but I haven't seen anybody.
Because they see your dogs and they're like, I don't recognize that Pokemon, and they run away. These are kids that have never been out of the house, Jeremy.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, no, again, sadly, there's plenty of adults playing this game.
Right. Ugh. Yeah, I mostly see adults, actually. Or at
yeah,
least
but
older,
why homing?
Older kids.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To
this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
We're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah, so you know who else died? It wasn't just everyone in the cramps, almost, except for Poison Ivy. She's still around. But the singer in Suicide, the band Suicide, Alan Vega, died. And you guys don't know who that is at all, do you?
No.
I actually don't. No, that's one I don't.
And interestingly, ironically, Alan Vega, the singer in Suicide, died peacefully in his sleep.
Well, that's very anticlimactic.
Too soon? Yeah, he died like a couple weeks ago. I forgot to bring it up.
Wow. But, yeah.
He was 78, man. Rockers are dying.
Whoa.
Old. We're old. Rock's old.
That's old.
You know, I had a dream. They're a band I like. They kind of sort of helped invent industrial music. But you know who else did, who's in my movie DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist, is Fetus. Jim Thirlwell. He and another guy, the guy who's in the DVD extras, Albini, Steve Albini. We talked about him last week. I really think DIY or Die needs to be a space on one of the bingo cards. But Fetus, Jim Thirlwell, is now doing the music for Archer, the TV show. Do you guys watch Archer?
Wow. Yeah. I have not, you know, I mean, I've watched a couple of episodes and I need to get back. I mean, there's just so much TV, dude. There's just
there's so much,
way too much to watch.
I just don't watch anything. I'm horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're probably like, you probably benefit from that.
I find other things to waste my time with. That's
yeah, I don't like listen to that Jeremy. Much music anymore. Music used to mean a lot to me. And Alan Vega's band Suicide, Frankie Teardrop was one of his songs. I liked it a lot. It was a two-guy band. It was two people, a synthesizer player and like a singer drum machine guy who also played organ or something. But they were weird. And they were, yeah. Yeah. I used to play them on the college radio station when I was my first, you know, I had walkie-talkies when I was a kid, which walkie-talkies keep coming up in that show that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. I didn't have the same walkie-talkies, but I had other ones from Radio Shack, the smaller ones. So I had a dream. So punk rock, rock's getting old. You know, like here's the thing that started happening this past year is that like my heroes used to die of like car crashes, drug overdoses, you know, drinking themselves to death, choking on their own vomit, things like that. Now the next batch of them are dying of old age stuff, you know, like cancer. Like
that's
in
depressing.
Three, it was like David Bowie. Who else died? Like, the singer from Motorhead. And like, who else?
Oh, yeah.
Lemmy and somebody else died. Mm-hmm. Like all in the same month, pretty much.
Yeah. David Bowie died.
I'm like crying about that. I'm still sad about that, man.
His I know, me too.
Touched me so much. And it didn't at first. Like it's kind of been a delayed reaction. Like now when I hear him,
it's
I
very
cry.
Sad.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't cry. I cry twice a year, man. And
I had no idea. I had no idea he was that sick. You know, I didn't. Yeah,
he didn't tell anybody.
Right.
So yeah, Alan Vega died recently at age 78. The singer in Suicide, ironically, died peacefully in his sleep. So yeah, but music's kind of out of date, man. I think like other things are the thing. I really think that as old a genre as talk radio is, I think like a medium, I think like talk is going to be ageless. Like it won't always be on radio. It won't always be podcast, but you know, people want to listen to people they like talking about things that interest them. That's going to be universal forever, I think, as long as until people are, you know, machines that just plug into the Borg or whatever. But
I would say music would be too, though, because
it's dead. I'm declaring it dead tonight.
Please.
I had a dream. I had a dream last night about Jim Jesus. I had a dream that I was hanging out with him and he was in a very popular rock band. And I just found this out. I was like, wow, what do you play? And he's like, that is so last century. Like I was so out of touch with music that, you know, and I was like, are you the singer? And he's like, and he walks away like old man. You don't know what music is anymore. It's like, what do you play the blockchain or what, man? I don't know.
Play the blockchain.
Yeah, I play the blockchain. Yep. In Bipcat. My band's called Bipcat. All right.
Yeah. In homage, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I'm going to argue with you. I don't think music is dying. Music's been around since before, like, because music can go across languages. With speech, you have the problem.
Music probably predates language.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Percussion, at least percussion.
Percussion,
like drums of some
absolutely.
Kind.
Exactly.
You know, hitting the skulls of your enemies with the bones of the children that disappointed
hey,
you.
Hey, man, whatever you got to do to get the message across, all right? So, yeah. If it's beating on the skulls of your enemies, then so be it.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
There's a software program called Envisioneer.
Yeah, oh no!
I make up a lot of unique things, and I generally have a feeling for when I make up something cool that probably already exists, and that's one of them.
Bomber, so, dude.
Yeah. All right.
Oh wow.
But so we're going to talk about. Before we get to this show that we like, and I do want to mention that Barack Obama smells like Tinkle. I don't like him. He's a liar.
So and Trump, a socialist.
He's the socialist. He's the marital aid in Trump's drawer.
Marital aid?
Yeah, you never heard that term? That's what the polite people used to call him. Yeah.
It's so funny, yeah.
So help out LRN.FM, which is one of the run two networks, run GCN on the radio and run LRN.FM on the internets, and also on, let's just say that powers a bunch of community radio stations, shall we call them. Yes. So LRN.FM has a satellite over, well, they don't own a satellite. They buy time on a satellite over Africa and the Middle East. And now they're trying to get one over Europe. So go to fund.lrn.fm. That's FUND. Like you will fund them. You're getting very sleepy. You're pulling out your credit card. You will fund LRN.
You're accessing your Bitcoin wallet.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if they accept that or not.
Your Bitcoin wallet will be soon. Yeah. That's another, like, I made it up and it's pretty darn good. And it's not just like a takeoff on Bitcoin. It's like, it's Bippy. It's Bipcot. It's, you know, there's a whole theory behind it and it will be revealed, and it already is. Go to Bipcot.org. All right. So, but yeah, go to LRN.FM, fund.LRN.FM and donate. Help get satellite time. It's good. You know, if you're one of these people who are like, I like Liberty. I wish I could be involved. I want to make a cryptocurrency or do a radio show or something, or I don't know how. I'm kind of shy. You know, I don't want to go out in the street and carry signs and get beat up by cops and Trump fans and Hillary fans. You know, but if you want to do something to help out, one of the best ways you can help out is by giving money to fund.lrn.fm. LRN.fm is a non-profit, not for-profit. They're not tax deductible. They're not like a they're not a government registered not-for-profit, but they are a not-for-profit venture, and they really reach a lot of people. And yeah, man, it's fun. There's also a Freedom Fiends app called Freedom Fiends Radio on the Android App Store, where you can, for free, where you can listen to LRN.FM 24 hours a day and brainwash yourself, which you should do.
Yep.
Yeah. Which you should do.
Yeah. That's what, Jeremy, don't you do that? You and your dog just sleep with LRN on the background quiet?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't, okay, so, they won't rest without it. So, yeah. Uncanny.
Without their daily dose of anarcho-capitalism. Yeah.
They just keep pacing and pacing.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, show me on the doll where Netflix touched you, Diana. No, we're going to talk about this show. So
yeah.
I guess I'm going to give a spoiler alert, but I don't know. I kind of feel spoiler alerts are passe. Like if people are going to talk about media, you know, it's not like you can't turn this podcast off if you haven't seen the show yet. But
right.
Like I heard today on Free Talk Live, they're talking and some host I don't know. Ian said I should know this guy. He said I should meet this guy. But it was Mark and Ian and let me scroll down on Facebook on the radio and find out who it was. I don't know. Some guy that I'm supposed to know. But whoever it was, like said that Ian was, he's like, well, you could have given me a spoiler alert. I might want to see the movie Devil's Advocate. The movie Devil's Advocate came out like 20 years ago.
Oh my God, it's so old.
And the fact that the main character is the devil is implied on the movie poster.
Okay? Right.
And in the title.
Yeah.
You know, it's the devil's lawyer. It's the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. So if... I think it's not a spoiler if the movie's 20 years old. You know, do you want me to tell? Oh, yeah, Luke is Luke's dad is Darth Vader. You know, did I spoil anything for you?
How dang it! Dare you?
Yeah. So, but if something's like over, you know, a year old, I think it's not a spoiler. And I also think, I really think too that the best things can't be spoiled. Like this show I'm talking about, like pretty much the premise is in the whole story is in the description. It's in the movie poster, which is now not a poster. It's a description on Netflix.
Right.
You know, Stranger Things. It has, I haven't read it, but I guarantee if you go see it, it's going to say something about a kid disappearing in a small town. And it's going to, the genre is going to be, you know, supernatural drama or something. Or,
and
you know,
like 80s style too, which is kind of cool. And the music in the show is awesome.
It's early 80s. Yeah. Jim Jesus called it 70s.
Music is incredible.
It actually says in the first frame of it.
It's 83, I think.
81. It's 81.
Oh, is it 81? Okay.
And here's the thing. Decades go a couple years into the next decade. So Jim is right. It is the 70s. You know, 81 is still the 70s. 73 was still the 60s, pretty much. You know, it really kind of bleeds over. It doesn't pay attention. But I love this show. And it's like a cross between,
in my opinion, it's like a cross between Alien, like the movie Alien and E.T.,
okay, those are two on the list of 25 that DJ and I came up with. This thing wears its influences on its sleeve so hard. I'm going to just barrel through this list. Like, she and I made a list while we're watching it because he kept reminding us of stuff. And it's like, it's derivative
Goonies.
Of... I didn't see Goonies, but is that Spielberg? Because really, it's every Spielberg movie crossed with every Stephen King novel and movie. But
right.
It's kind of like it's kind of like the feel more of Stephen King, but without like terrifying you. You know, I don't like being terrified.
It's
I don't like
scary.
Horror. I like kind of scary stuff, but not really scary stuff. There's a scene near the end of this that's pretty scary, but. It didn't scare me the way that Stephen King does, but it was kind of the flavor of Stephen King, but more like the scare level of Spielberg. So here's what we had. And there's a lot of Spielberg and a lot of King in this, but there's other stuff too. So The Shining, Blow Up, X-Files, E.T., Christine, Carrie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yeah, Carrie, definitely. Yeah.
Independence Day, Repo Man, Poltergeist, Firestarter, Tron, Twin Peaks, Stand By Me, Super 8, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Altered States, Needful Things, And that's pretty much it. Got any questions about any of those? Like how, what, if you don't see it? Diana?
So what was that? Half the list?
Any questions about any of those?
Were there any that like made maybe, you be like, wait, I don't see that. Why do you see that?
Well, okay, Christine, for instance, explain like why, you know, why Christine would be an influence.
Christine is kind of like Carrie. You know why I said Carrie? Because it's like a girl that has powers.
Yeah,
that,
she has telekinesis.
She can telekinetically beat up the bullies. Well, Christine is kind of like Carrie, except the car is doing the work for the teenager who's bullied. You know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what
else? I can see that. Yeah, I can see that a little bit. Let's see.
You know why I said The Shining? The Shining is kind of funny. Like, that's kind of a stretch, but it's kind of like the same kind of suspense. But it's really more like the main character, Michael, the little skinny kid. And he's the main character. Like, the girl's kind of main character, too. The kid who's... People often get confused. People would say that the kid who disappeared is the main character. No, he's the victim. Things happen to him. He had no control. Mm-hmm. He's not a hero. Like, Michael and his friends are the heroes and the girl.
Right, right.
But, but
with their walkie-talkies and their compasses.
Also kind of the Hardy Boys. Because they're solving mysteries, too. Like, real-life mysteries.
They're Dungeons and Dragons. People, too.
But The Shining is a stretch, but it's because Michael kind of looks like Shelley Duvall in The Shining, the mother.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. He kind of
really
does.
Like, they both look like they're dying of starvation, and their eyes are bugging out, and they're cute. Yeah. But Stand By Me, too, because it's like, I think that's Spielberg, isn't it? But it's like four kids, one of them's a black kid, they're all about the same age, and they're like out on their own in the woods, like poking dead bodies and stuff.
Stand By Me, that might have been directed by Spielberg, but I thought that was a Stephen King story.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
So it's basically Spielberg, Stephen King, and what's his name? Who did Alien?
Stand By Me is based on a novella called The Body by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's directed by Rob Reiner. It's not Spielberg at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It stars a young Will Wheaton, River Phoenix. Wow. Kiefer Sutherland's in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Twin Peaks, too, because it's like just kind of the setting.
Yeah.
Like Twin Peaks is
it's Pacific dark
Northwest, and this is supposed to be Midwest. It's actually filmed in Georgia. I think Georgia is the new Canada. Like, I think because Walking Dead is all filmed there too. It takes place there mostly, but it's filmed there. But I think they must be giving like huge tax breaks to film companies.
Huge.
That's why people go places. You know what? Huge.
Huge. Well, yeah.
Huge thing? Is that how Trump says huge?
Oh, it's Trump. Yeah. Huge. It's huge. Huge.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's why most of the producers and the movie studios started moving out of California. First it was New Mexico, then it was Louisiana, and now I think Georgia's offering the best
Canada
deal.
A lot, too.
Well, if you can get out of the country for cheap, it's usually better that way, too.
Really, they should do Wyoming because it can it has places that could double for any place on the planet, probably from like, you know, deserts to lush tropical, you know, Jackson, Wyoming, depending on when you film too. But basically, I think the reason that they won't come here is because you can't get good internet everywhere. Hollywood needs that. They wouldn't put up with it. You know, there's actually a joke based on that. I was watching. Oh, it's in that show Silicon Valley. Like one of the billionaires is at his like he's at his ranch in Jackson, Wyoming, and there's like like his internet keeps going out, and then he's doing like, you know, television internet, then he's doing like audio only, and then he's doing like a phone call, and like that doesn't even work. Like that's that's my state, man. Yeah. I like this show.
Yeah.
But basically, like, I could explain the whole plot of it on here, and it wouldn't be a spoiler. It's that kind of thing where, like, three things happen each episode, but it's all about the style more than anything that mm-hmm. draws you to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has that style of like the 80s kind of science fiction type shit. I mean, like I said, E.T. is, to me, a really good example.
up.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you sick and tired of peaceful people being banned from so-called Liberty events? How about Liberty festivals that are more regulated than a government housing area? Now you can do something about it. The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to announce the 4th Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held Friday, August 26th through Monday the 29th at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan, just outside of Kalamazoo. There will be canoeing, kayaking, hiking, fishing, swimming, presentations, discussions, and bacon. Lots of bacon. This event is both adult and family friendly, and best of all, no overbearing central planners. There will be free Freedom Fiends and Bipcop merch while supplies last. And don't forget the longer leashes for the Bow Wows and Woof Woofs. Round up your friends and family members and get them registered today at mplfest.org. That's Mike, Papa, Lima, Fest.org.
Yeah, I was kind of mad about that. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
You have to watch your loved one.
So we were talking about Stranger...
It's a date movie, is what I'm saying.
I guess you could say that, but I mean, it was just kind of like, I don't know, I like Disney movie stories a lot better, I guess, maybe, than the, I don't know. No, come on now. Ew. All right.
I'm kidding. I like the Disney stuff too. I like both.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about Stranger Things, and I actually came across an article on
a show on Netflix.
Yeah, Stranger Things, a show on Netflix. Sorry, I didn't mean to bury the lead. It's a show on Netflix, and it's a sci-fi type 80s, kind of set in the 80s. And as it turns out, it actually is set in 1983.
Michael was wrong.
Michael was wrong. That should be a bingo thing. Michael was wrong.
And the article talks about how the nostalgia is done right with this particular show, and it references a lot of things that you see in it: vinyl records, cassette tapes, fixed gear bikes, like the bikes that they ride, or like the banana seat with the butterfly handlebars and stuff like that. And it actually shows a couple of stills comparing, or there's one that compares the show a scene from the Stranger Things to E.T. And, you know, just like Michael was saying, you know, it actually alludes to Stephen King and Steven Spielberg and other, you know, pop culture.
Like, intentionally. Like, it kind of wears its influences on its sleeve. Like,
right, it does, but it
doesn't hide the fact that it's alluding to those things.
But somehow they do it right, though. It's not cheesy or corny the way that they do it. It talks about the whole Dungeons and Dragons, which really does come into play with the story. That's kind of how they figure out a little bit of what's going on. The girl, Eleven, is her name in the show. She takes their Dungeons and Dragons board and turns it upside down and puts like the Demogorgon, that whatever that character is, sits it on top. And is like, okay, this is what we're dealing with here, you know? It's just a really good show, and I highly recommend it. It's got Winona Ryder in it.
Yeah.
And she actually plays a mom. She's a strange character. I mean, she's a strange person in the
show. She looks really strange in it. Like, she looks older than me. Like, she's like 44. I'm 52, and she looks almost older than me in it. Like, she's really skinny now. And I mean,
meth will do that to you.
Is she a method?
No. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
She almost looks like
shoplifting will do that to you, maybe.
I have nothing to contribute to the show since I haven't watched it, so you know.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of interesting?
She's the actress.
Here's another like connection with Eat. Drew Barrymore was in, what was she in? She was in one of these.
Firestarter. Firestarter, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Both of them, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Wasn't she also in Close Encounters? Wasn't she a little girl in that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and I just watched that recently. Yeah.
And Winona Ryder were kind of the it girl at the same time. They were kind of the it girls, weren't they? Mm-hmm. When they were like 19, 20, 21.
But Drew Barrymore is younger.
Drew is my age, I think, actually.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing, like, this is kind of a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler. Like, Diana, what do you think happens at the end of this? Tell me. Yes.
I don't. I assume that.
I mean, the whole thing is them trying to find the kid. What do you think happens?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know that they necessarily find the kid, but I have a feeling that they, that like, especially the three older kids, that they'll end up coming, or the two older kids, the sister of Mike. Mike, the kind of the main character. And then the older brother of Will is the one, you know, the Will's the one who was taken, that they'll somehow run into this creature. And
if this was a Spielberg movie, how would it end? They'd find the kid. Everyone lived happily ever after.
If it was a movie, but this is a series, and right. I assume there's going to be like a second season.
That's my problem. So. Okay, they find the kid. I'll just spoil it right now. You know they find the kid. Yeah. You know they're going to find the kid. And they
well,
live happily
I know.
Ever after.
I just figured they would drag it out is what I
Here's
thought
the
they
thing.
Might do.
I can't wait to see more of these, but I don't want to see more of these. Because it's a weird conundrum. Like, I loved it. When I love stuff and binge watch it, DJ and I watched two seasons of stuff. We watched a whole season of Archer and the whole season of this, like 18 episodes altogether, two shows in one weekend. I want to see more of this, of Stranger Things, but I kind of don't know where they could go from this without turning it into like X-Files, you know,
like jumping the shark kind of thing.
This week, someone else dot, you know, the other kid disappears and these four kids will go find him. Like, that wouldn't work because, first of all, at some point the government would kill them all because the government is the enemy in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I also like that the Department of Energy was the weird dark government CIA type agency. I've never seen that before.
Kind of
it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, they need the energy to do what they do.
He who controls the energy controls the little girl.